Now back to the Olympics for a moment. Yesterday, we reported on the success of Jamaica's sprinters in Beijing, and that was before the men's 200-meter final today. Jamaica's Usain Bolt literally ran away with the gold, just as he did in the 100-meter race a few days ago, and he broke the world record today in the process. The previous record was set by American Michael Johnson back in 1996. As Jamaica celebrates Olympic glory again, Great Britain is also doing pretty well. These have been the most successful Olympic Games in recent British memory. That's not going down too well with Britain's major sporting rival, Australia. In fact, here's what some Australians in London told the BBC about the British medal boom. Not that they're bitter about it.
It cuts very, very deep. It's a disaster.
England's not been Australia. The United Kingdom's been Australia. So you just combine all your little countries together to try to beat Australia.
I even looked it up. One guy was born in Belgium. One guy was born in the US in Seattle. It's like, and they claim they're English and British at now.
Anything where the athletes can sit down for long periods of time, I think the English are good at.
I remember the year that we won the equestrian, and it was an uproar because, you know, we were better at something that you taught us.
Ah.
But I suppose...
Actually, we're better at cricket and tennis and everything that you taught us, really.
It's not over yet. We'll get you.
Perhaps those Australians would be happier if they only met Guy Browning. He's a writer from Oxford, England, and he's not quite comfortable with the British Olympic success either.
Of all the sports at the Olympics, we British invented about three quarters of them, minus the basic running around things which came courtesy of the ancient Greeks. But inventing sports must be jolly tiring because we then seem to lose at them. So, in an act of social evolution, instead of being good at sports, the British have become good losers. Your American attitude, if you don't mind me saying, is that second is nowhere and that nice guys finish last. Our attitude is that no one is nicer or laster than we are. If there's a new way of losing and showing extreme lack of skill, we'll be the first to demonstrate it, and then give the impression that nothing could have pleased us more. At least, that used to be the case until these Olympics, when suddenly, by some dreadful accident, we started to win. By some awful miracle, we found ourselves third in the medal table, behind China, which has 15 trillion people to choose from, and the United States, which has Michael Phelps to choose from. We're a nation used to waking up to comforting headlines such as "Pathetic England humiliated again" and "National embarrassment scrapes home last to jeering crowds." Now, when we open our morning papers, we have to cope with shocking headlines such as "Gold rush for Britain" and "The Great Hall of China." It's deeply troubling and rather embarrassing, to say the least. We're just not comfortable beating other people at sport. It's, well, unseemly somehow. Putting the great back into Great Britain is just not the thing to do. So may I take this opportunity to apologise on behalf of my nation for our unsporting behaviour that has led to totally uncalled for and gratuitous acts of winning on our part. Sorry. It won't happen again. Well, at least not until 2012.
That's Guy Browning drowning in Britain's newfound Olympic success. By the way, the Brits are third in the gold medal standings, but when it comes to overall medals, they are fourth, behind China, the United States, and Russia. Maybe that'll make them feel a little better.